A successful thriller writer, a beautiful home in Atlanta, good friends, financial security, and a carefully ordered existence. Andrew Wilson has built exactly the life he wanted. Every detail meticulously arranged, every relationship kept at a safe, manageable distance. But what happens when something refuses to stay in its place? When water runs in empty bathrooms and glasses rearrange themselves in the night? Sometimes the shadows in our homes aren't just absence of light. They're warnings we're too comfortable to heed. Andrew's Memorial Day barbecue captures this deceptive calm perfectly. His best friend Carmen laughs at his jokes, their chemistry undeniable yet unacknowledged. His father Raymond makes awkward small talk, years of emotional distance hanging between them like fog. Everyone plays their assigned role in Andrew's controlled world. Yet beneath the surface, unspoken feelings simmer and old wounds fester. The strange occurrences, the running water, the moved objects, aren't disrupting his perfect life. They're revealing that perfection was always an illusion, a story he told himself to avoid the messy reality of genuine connection. She appears at Starbucks, impossibly familiar, recognizing Andrew as Mark Justice. "I've been waiting to meet you for so long," she says, her dark eyes making it feel less like flattery and more like prophecy. Mika knows things she shouldn't: Andrew's preferences, his history, details too specific for fan research. She arrives in a vintage Rolls Royce and speaks of soulmates with absolute conviction. Some people are meant to be together across lifetimes. The intensity unsettles something deep in his gut. Their first night together is passionate beyond anything Andrew has experienced, yet he wakes with strange emptiness. When he attempts to end things, Mika's charm evaporates. She appears uninvited, navigating his kitchen as if she's lived there for years. When he insists she leave, she lifts him effortlessly, her strength inhuman, her eyes flashing with something ancient and hungry. Then the cats arrive, dozens gathering around his property with eerie focus. These aren't strays seeking food. They're sentries, extensions of Mika's will. When she confronts Andrew and Carmen together, the felines attack Carmen specifically, understanding she represents a threat to Mika's claim. The disturbances escalate dramatically. Andrew discovers his basement entertainment system blaring a war game he never played, cryptic messages appearing on his computer, "Don't be scarred," and refrigerator magnets spelling "Can't run Andrew while he's away." His friend Eric dismisses it as stress, but Carmen, who has her own history with the unexplainable, believes him immediately. Through his computer, Andrew contacts the source, Sammy, a ghost claiming to help. The spectral presence creates bone-chilling cold spots and manipulates electronics to communicate urgent warnings. She bad, she hurt people. The childlike misspellings reveal Sammy as a young boy trapped between worlds, desperately trying to prevent Andrew from becoming another of Mika's victims. Desperate for answers, Andrew researches the name Mika gave him, Lala Mika Renee Woods, and discovers it belongs to a character in an obscure romance novel titled Soulmate Eyes. The fictional Mika believed in finding her eternal love across lifetimes, exactly matching the real Mika's philosophy. Reality and fiction blur in terrifying ways. As Mika's harassment escalates, stealing Andrew's car, burning down his house, Andrew and Carmen flee to Eric's lake house. Sammy reveals a crucial clue. Mika is connected to Morning Hill, a mansion with a dark history that triggers something visceral in Andrew. Raymond's shocked reaction exposes a long-buried secret. Years ago, he visited the estate and encountered his mistress, a woman who should have been elderly but appeared youthful. His recurring nightmares suddenly make sense. The woman calling herself Mika is actually Celestina Morning, over 100 years old, preserved through supernatural means. The revelation bridges the emotional chasm between father and son. "I've been trying to protect you," Raymond admits, "but I was too afraid to tell you the truth." Their shared enemy heals old wounds. We often need catastrophe to break through our defenses, to say the things we've been too proud or scared to voice. The full history emerges. Celestina discovered unusual powers as a child. When her father murdered her lover, she killed him in retaliation and learned to harness the mansion's energies to extend her life indefinitely. The price? She must periodically capture the reincarnation of her lost love, draining his life force to maintain her own. Andrew is the latest incarnation. The sanctuary at Eric's lake house shatters when Mika tracks them down during a thunderstorm, bringing Walter, the undertaker from Raymond's nightmares, something ancient and malevolent wearing human form. Carmen steps between Mika and Andrew with extraordinary courage. While Raymond and Andrew battle Walter on the rain-slicked deck, Carmen faces Mika's supernatural wrath alone inside. The violence unfolds with horrific intensity, furniture splintering, windows shattering, the storm's fury matching the chaos within. Carmen wounds Mika with a blessed dagger she'd kept hidden, but the retribution is swift and brutal. When Andrew finally reaches her, Carmen lies broken but breathing, having fought to her last breath. Andrew is captured while Raymond makes the heart-wrenching choice to dive into the churning lake. Their separation, Raymond's desperate swim through lightning-lit waters while Andrew is dragged away, becomes a pivotal tragedy that will haunt them both. These losses transform Andrew's desire to escape into a burning need for justice, hardening his resolve that Mika's reign of terror must end, regardless of the cost. Andrew awakens at Morning Hill, surrounded by luxury tailored to his tastes. Mika shows him paintings depicting them across different eras, visual evidence of their supposed shared past lives. "This is our home, where we'll spend eternity together," she tells him. Despite the opulence, Andrew senses decay beneath. With Sammy's help, he finds a mirror serving as a portal to hidden chambers. Breaking it shatters Mika's illusion, revealing the mansion's true dilapidated state. Raymond infiltrates the estate, guided by Sammy's ghost. Armed with an axe, he battles supernatural cats and defeats Walter in brutal combat. But facing Mika, he's outmatched. She prepares to kill him until Andrew arrives, seemingly ready to abandon his father. "He means nothing to me," Andrew says coldly. His betrayal is a ruse. When Mika's guard drops, he strikes her with Raymond's axe, creating a moment for father and son to reconnect. Raymond discovers a hidden chamber, the heart of the mansion's supernatural power. Entering alone, he absorbs its energy, gaining abilities to counter Mika's. Their final battle shakes the mansion to its foundations, releasing trapped spirits and weakening the structure itself. Raymond uses his power to defeat Mika and restore Eric and Carmen from death, depleting himself completely. As the mansion collapses, he releases the remaining energy back to its spiritual source, destroying Morning Hill's power forever, but consuming himself in the process. Andrew watches his father, a man he'd always seen as ordinary, reveal extraordinary courage and sacrifice. In the aftermath, Andrew continues seeing glimpses of Mika in crowds, his ongoing struggle to process the trauma. Yet his relationship with Carmen deepens, their bond tested by supernatural forces and strengthened through shared experience. He prepares to propose, recognizing what he'd been searching for was beside him all along. Letters arrive addressed to his pseudonym, Mark Justice, suggesting his alter ego might have been linked to a past life, the same one Mika obsessed over. Rather than exploring this possibility, Andrew burns them, symbolically releasing himself from the cycle that trapped Celestina for over a century. In this act of defiance against fate, Andrew asserts his free will, choosing the life and love he wants, rather than one dictated by mystical connections. Celestina's century-long fixation warped her into a monster. She sought to possess rather than truly love. Andrew's journey forces him to examine his own tendencies toward control and perfection. Through chaos and loss, he learns to value authentic connection over idealized order. In choosing Carmen, a relationship built on friendship and shared experience, over the intense but controlling passion Mika offered, Andrew affirms the value of love that liberates rather than constrains. Your perfect life might be a prison you've built yourself. The shadows in your basement might be warnings you're too comfortable to heed. And sometimes, the greatest act of love is choosing the messy, imperfect reality of genuine connection over the seductive illusion of destiny. What story are you living? The one fate wrote for you, or the one you're brave enough to write yourself?